Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a comprehensive update of what Donald Trump is facing in New York. We go through all the details and what you can do about it. And finally, at the end of this program, Samantha, with a call to action. You have got to listen to this. Do what Samantha did. Become an activist. TPAction.com. That is TPAction.com. We hope to see many of you in Detroit, Michigan. So check it out. That is Detroit, Michigan. And as always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
You would think that the first time in American history where we decide to prosecute a president, it would be for a pretty big deal. You think it would be for murder, arson, maybe kidnapping. I don't know, maybe flying on a private jet to a discreet Caribbean island with underage girls. Maybe selling out your country to the Chinese Communist Party. Maybe starting a charitable foundation, raising money from our adversaries, and then taking a bunch of money for yourself and calling it the Clinton Family Foundation. No, the time we decide to break our tradition, essentially the tradition that presidents are largely off limits. And it's not that they're above the law, but it's that there's a carve out and it's a tradition. It's not that the code of the law should not apply to them. It's that we do not want to get into this form of politics, where now it is a nonstop joust, a boxing match of who has political power and who's going to use it. Now, mind you, only one side is actually using the political power. We refuse to indict the left. We have refused to indict BLM, many parts of Antifa. We have refused to go after James Comey, Peter Strzok Smirk, Andy McCabe, Bruce and Nellie Orr. We have refused to go after the outright criminal behavior in the Democrat Party, because we, as conservatives, we still think we're living in 1985. Everything's going to be fine, and our best days are ahead. It's morning in America. It can be morning in America again. What's happening in New York is a travesty. From the start, everything about this New York trial has been corrupt and rotten. Now, before I get into the details here, I want to say Donald Trump and his campaign team, Susie Wiles, Chris LaSavita, James Blair, the team, they deserve great credit because they have turned this negative into a positive. They deserve public and repeated praise because Donald Trump's poll numbers have gone up despite the fact he's been on this ICE box criminal house arrest. He has found the seed of equivalent benefit, and he is using it to his advantage. Donald Trump and his team have decided not to act like victims, but victors, and they have used this crummy, unconstitutional, upside-down, anti-American endeavor as a positive. However, that does not excuse what's going on here. From the beginning, this has been rotten to the core. Alvin Bragg's predecessor declined to prosecute this case. Alvin Bragg originally declined to prosecute this case. The Department of Justice declined to prosecute this case. Then suddenly, Matthew Colangelo made a strange downward career move. He hopped from number three at the Department of Justice to just another prosecutor job at the Manhattan DA's office. A few months later, the case against Trump abruptly rematerialized. So Matthew Colangelo is number three at the Department of Justice. And then he shows up for a local prosecutor job in the Manhattan DA's office. He was dispatched. He was dispatched by the Biden reelection campaign. And mind you, we should no longer call it the Biden administration. Everything should now be called the Biden reelection campaign, because everything he is doing is to try to get another 4 years from you, another 4 years from the American people. And I know the polls look good and I know it feels good right now, but the cheat is on. What they are doing with trying to relax signature verification with mail-in ballots, what they are doing with mass mail-in voting, do not celebrate for an instant. We are at active measure warfare against the Biden reelection campaign. So Matthew Colangelo goes from the Department of Justice to Manhattan. He was on assignment. A few months later, the case against Trump abruptly came back to life. It's the Lazarus case. It was dead and it was resurrected with Biden's lead attack dog as the prosecutor. The case hinges on an alleged federal election violation that has never even been charged. The Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, has donated to Joe Biden. The Democrat judge's daughter is a professional consultant for Democrat political campaigns, which have raised millions off this trial. The judge has repeatedly overruled defense objections while allowing the prosecution to run wild. The judge refused the testimony of an FEC official who would have testified that no federal election crime was committed. The judge has instructed the jury that they don't even have to unanimously agree on the underlying felony the prosecution is alleging, that Trump tried to conceal with hush money to reach a conviction. This is outrageous. The prosecution's star witness, Michael Cohen, is on record saying he wants Trump in jail, in prison. He's a convicted liar and was caught lying about a critical phone call on the stand in cross-examination. What's alleged to have to happen, even if it was a crime, was all under the advice of counsel Michael Cohen, who is now the expert witness for the prosecution. And we still do not know what the crime is. And I just want to reiterate the idiocy here. I want to reiterate how damaging this is to our institutions. This is bogus. This trial and this likely soon-to-be conviction discredits New York and the American legal system, not Donald Trump. The trial is now in the hands of a jury. The prosecution is over. The defense is over. The closing arguments are over. The jury instructions are finished. Now the 34 charges against Trump are in the hands of a jury. It's a liberal jury in a liberal city, in a case presided by a liberal judge. Let's be honest. The odds are pretty strong that Trump will be convicted of something. We are hoping for a hung jury, but it is only a far and distant hope. For what it's worth, prediction betting markets put the odds at about two-thirds that he's convicted of a felony. Now remember, this is Alvin Bragg, who has downgraded 53% of all felonies to misdemeanors, and he resurrects a misdemeanor to a felony. As soon as the verdict comes in, we'll be in a new world. The Biden press offensive will be unheard of. They'll be shrieking and screaming at a deafening volume of how unacceptable it is to have a convicted felon on the ballot. Let me just be very clear. Write it down, email it to yourself, put it on your work board, and commit it to memory. They are going to trial balloon how it's unacceptable that for the first time in American history, we have a former president who's a convicted felon, and we cannot allow that to stand. Brace for impact. Get ready. Marshal up your defenses. They will try to find a way to put Trump behind bars sooner rather than later. Everything will then be thrown into chaos, all in a desperate bid for the worst president in American history, Joe Biden, to cling on to power. They would not do this in Honduras, Nicaragua, or Panama. The question is, why are we putting up with this? Why are we allowing this to stand? And I'm going to answer the question. It's because we're afraid of what comes next. Let's pause for a moment and remind you that this has never happened before in American history. Everything about this case is meant to be an assault on your confidence. It is pure, outright psychological warfare. They want to make you think that because the left labeled Trump as a criminal, that he's somehow unfit for office. We've been through how ridiculous this case is. This is about making you weaken in your support of Donald Trump. It might even be trying to bait our side to become violent. Don't take the bait. Stay peaceful. The election, November, is our destination. We must be successful. We must stay calm. We must be steady at the wheel. A guilty verdict is almost guaranteed. What does that mean? It means that our legal system is no longer what it used to be. And it means that victory is the only option for the Republic. They're going to try to make it seem like a big deal. We should yawn, shrug our shoulders, and say, so what? Onward. Chase ballots. So what? Register voters. So what? Onward. Victory is the only option. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements to feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That is why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what is missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands and thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and is on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead, and Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with existing vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. So fetch your free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food. Just go to roughgreens.com/Kirk, RUFFgreens.com/Kirk. Robert De Niro did a press conference yesterday. It's very noteworthy. Now, I just want to say, I love Robert De Niro's acting. I'll be very honest. I thought he was excellent in Taxi Driver, excellent in Godfather, excellent in Casino. One of the best American actors that we have. And he will now be known for his Trump hatred. And he's a lunatic. He's deranged. He's acting as if he owns the city of New York. Donald Trump is not welcome in New York. And he says that the government will perish from the earth if Trump wins. Now, the buried lead, though, is that this was not De Niro. It was the Biden campaign's official press conference with Robert De Niro. This wasn't just Robert De Niro taking a stroll or doing his own press conference. It was the President of the United States re-election campaign trying to get attention. You see, Biden has been trying to distance himself from these trials all throughout the process. Nothing to do with it, completely independent, nothing to do with it, completely independent, nothing to do with it. Why did Joe Biden and his team show up at this press conference? This is another piece of evidence, and it is mounting, that Joe Biden's internal polling is in freefall. Public polling is not nearly as accurate as internal polling. Joe Biden has a ton of money, and he's spending that money on data. And I guarantee you, it is showing Joe Biden that he is not in good standing in Georgia, in Arizona, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe Michigan. We don't quite know. This is the third piece of evidence of a desperate, undisciplined Democrat campaign. Undisciplined. We're not used to seeing this. One, two, three. First piece of evidence, Joe Biden agreeing to a summer debate. That's not in the playbook. Second piece of evidence, Joe Biden and the entire campaign coming out and doing this press conference outside of Donald Trump's trial. They've done everything they possibly can to remove themselves from this and to distance themselves from it. And now they want to grow as close as possible to it. And the third thing is Joe Biden and the entire Biden campaign acting out of desperation with this Politico article saying that their campaign's in free fall. So they dispatch De Niro, Mr. New York, thinking this is going to get headlines. Instead, Politico.com writes, Biden campaign makes a guerrilla-style pivot on the Trump trial. Many close to the president have expressed private frustration that the media is obsessed with Trump. Well, they're obsessed with Trump because he's standing to four criminal trials that you guys engineered and you architected. Play cut 62.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
And then De Niro gets in this shouting match with just like everyday Trump supporters that are there. Now, I would have had mad respect for De Niro if De Niro would have, when he was shouting at him, if De Niro would have went, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" Anyone get the reference? Taxi Driver, anybody? Now, that would have been funny. That would have been hilarious. If De Niro would have been, "You talking to me?" Instead, he starts talking about how these people, what did he call them? He called them terrorists or savages. What was the term that De Niro used? It was gangsters. Call them gangsters? These are just like everyday people that are coming to with a MAGA head on. "You're a bunch of effing gangsters." And look, I mean, De Niro's, he is one of America's greatest living actors. You must be clear on that. But he's broken.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. The truth is this, though. The system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Zero Debt USA. You've heard me talk about Pivotal Debt Solutions. Well, now they're Zero Debt USA. And they have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Zero Debt can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop those threatening phone calls without bankruptcy and without a loan. The bottom line is they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Zero Debt USA first. Talk to them for free and find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Go to zapmydebt.com. That is zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. They are a wonderful company. They can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances. That is zapmydebt.com.
I believe we have Ben Berquam, or is it David Zier? We have one of the great reporters from Real America's Voice live from the courtroom. Let's go to Ben Berquam right now. Ben, what is going on today? Jury deliberation, walk us through it.
Well, you're right, Charlie. In the last segment, you're talking about the world changes after this, whichever way it goes. Right now, we're in that deliberation. We had David Zier up in the courtroom. He's back down on the ground now. I went in to the overflow for a little while listening to this nonsense. And, you know, as a guy paying attention to this, as a political guy paying attention to this, it's beyond confusing. I mean, you look at these charges. So falsifying business records and then is the umbrella. But then underneath that umbrella, it's like choose your own adventure. It could be FICA, federal elections violations. It could be tax violations. It could be bookkeeping. But as long as you agree that he did something wrong, then you have to convict. But you can't be biased. You have to, I mean, it's just the whole thing. It's really the continuation or the culmination of what we've seen over the last 6+ weeks of this sham trial that's been coming out here. And with the intent, I mean, clearly the intent to convict President Trump for the sole purpose, as you said, of delegitimizing him, not even actually affecting the outcome of the election necessary. Well, ultimately to affect the outcome of the election, which is ironic because supposedly that's what this case is all about. But Charlie, the one thing, I was sitting in the courtroom yesterday, and they're going back and forth. The prosecution's going back and forth on all of these text messages from Michael Cohen to David Pecker to Davidson and all this back and forth and back and forth. And all I could think was, while this was happening, everyone needs to remember this, while this was happening, Hillary Clinton was communicating with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the FBI, and the CIA in a coup against President Trump, then candidate Trump, and then spent the next 4 years in a coup against President Trump. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. The whole thing is just an absolute travesty of justice.
So I want to get David Zier on here. I think David's right there. Is that correct next to you? Can he chime in? Is that correct?
Yeah, David, come over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I would love to hear get
yes,
David's
sir.
Thoughts here.
Yeah, he doesn't have comms, but I'll
That's
communicate.
Right. Hey, David.
I'll communicate
yeah,
through.
So David is a host of Breaking Point, Real America's News. Can you ask David what is some inside baseball, what's been happening in the courtroom, the vibe? And is it true it took them 5 hours to do their arguments, the closing arguments?
Yeah, I was here yesterday for that. It is true. The closing arguments took 5 hours yesterday. David, you were in the courtroom all day today. Talk to us. And you've been here, I think, more than anybody than Cassandra right over here. Talk to us about what the vibe was in there, what the feeling was from the outside looking in and where we're going from here.
It sounded like the judge was working for the prosecution. It has to be unanimous whether he's guilty, Trump, but the charges that they're going to charge him on don't have to be unanimous. It's a combination of FICA violations, falsifying records, and violating tax laws, Charlie. It's ridiculous. It's like a menu. He's giving them a menu to choose from. But FICA is federal, so that was baffling me. Doesn't apply to these state 17-152 charges because there's falsifying records in the first and second degree. But the second crime they're claiming is this violation of 17-152, which is a state crime. Any two or more persons that engage in a conspiracy to prevent or promote an election are guilty. So, there's a wide array of things the jury can do here. I thought it was confusing. Probably confusing to the jury as well. And there'll be a verdict sheet handed to each juror and on each count. And he read each count aloud to the jury. It was a little bit confusing, but I just didn't understand. And I was sitting next to Jason Miller in there. We were like shaking our head like, this isn't federal court. Why are they bringing up FICA? So, and they wouldn't let Brad Smith come in, who was used to run the FEC, who would have argued that this doesn't belong in state court, and the feds passed this up already. So it was interesting. The jury broke. There's going to be a 30 to 60 minute warning once a verdict is rendered or when the jury is ready to cast their verdict here. And deliberations can take place together with the jury pool. They're not allowed to separate and discuss it with everybody. And if it doesn't happen by 4:30 today, they'll reconvene tomorrow morning.
And just so you know, as we were talking about this, Charlie, we're getting hotboxed over here because, as you said, they're not prosecuting other crimes. You can sit here, thugs and criminals smoke weed all day out on the streets. They shoot up. They do whatever they want. It's a lawless city. But we got President Trump in the
like
building
weed right now.
It smells. I'm like, I'm tasting it. It's just that our country, our world is upside down.
Yeah, that's a very, very deep point. And I want to emphasize this. It's called anarcho-tyranny. And so I want you to, Ben, you and David can riff on this. So feet away from you is some, druggie doing something that should be illegal, at least illegal in public. And there's crime, there's looting, there's murder up all the way in New York. However, the priority is not to try and stop the indecency on the streets, and not to stop the vagrancy, and not to stop the widespread looting, and not to stop the murder. the priority is to use the full force of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to go after a political rival. Ben, can you elaborate on that? And David is the New York expert, how crime has been going up locally, and the prioritization is a anarcho-tyranny regime. Anarchy in the streets, tyranny against political opposition.
Yeah, to start, it's not only are they not doing anything to stop it, they're doing things to promote it. And it all goes back to this restorative justice, moral relativism, and the DAs you have. To the point where you had Alvin Bragg sitting in the courtroom yesterday, smiling at the jury, having jury members smile back at him when you had Michael Cohen's audio being played to the jury. I was sitting in there watching this, eyewitness to this. That's happening in the courtroom. And down on the streets, you have absolute chaos where you have DAs funded by George Soros and other leftist communists, godless communists around our country that are not charging the crimes on the streets, or as you said earlier, Charlie, they're taking felonies and turning them to misdemeanors, or not charging them at all. It is the destruction of a culture. It's the destruction of our society, and it's on purpose. David?
Yeah, only 8% of the crimes in 2022 were actually prosecuted. In New York City, the other day on the one line, a man was set on fire. It's really crazy. Two people were shot in the Bronx the night of the Trump Bronx rally just north of us a few hours after we left. And a woman was put in a chokehold and dragged through the street. And an 11-year-old was slashed up in Harlem, which is Alvin Bragg's area, Manhattan here. So there's heinous crimes going on throughout the city. And as Trump points out every day, all of these cops are here protecting this trial. They should be out on the street, and Bragg should be enforcing the law.
And Charlie, to that point, it's the amount of money that goes into this, the amount of money that goes into the injustice that's happening in the courtroom, the amount of security that has to be here for this nonsense while the streets are totally out of control. And another point to that, the Democrats will say, you hear Gavin Newsom in California say, oh, crime is down. The problem is it's because they're not policing the crime. They're not charging the crimes. They're not actually holding the people accountable to the crimes. So crime's not down. It's the prosecutions that are down.
Yeah, I would just add that felony assaults are up. Misdemeanor assaults are up. 27,000 New Yorkers have been assaulted, felony or misdemeanor wise, just since January of this year, and 540 women have been raped across New York City since January. So it's extraordinary what's going on.
Yeah, but the focus of Alvin Bragg is a documents charge. He can't even tell you what crime they're covering up. Let's play cut 72, please.
And one thing in particular that this judge said that these jurors could do, he just delivered what is being called really the pinnacle of all of this. He said that there is no need to agree on what has occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split 4-4-4 and the judge would still treat them unanimously. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it's really outrageous because in a normal criminal case, every statutory crime has what we call elements of the offense. Like in a bank robbery case, it's, you know, you have to rob. It's got to be a financial institution. You have to show intent. Those are the things the jury has to agree on unanimously that they were proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Here, what we're doing is taking the element that actually makes this a felony, because remember, falsification of records is normally a misdemeanor in New York. What makes it a felony is that you're concealing or committing another crime. And here the judge is telling them they don't have to agree about what the other crime is under circumstances where that not only is what makes this a felony, what makes it a 4-year potential prison penalty rather than a year or less. But it's also what gets us into the courtroom, because if this had been a misdemeanor, the time to bring this case would have lapsed in 2019.
So, Ben, closing thoughts here. This doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Well, it does if your intent is not to actually adjudicate this properly, to have justice. Clearly, I think if we actually have justice in the system, if there is a conviction, it will be thrown out in appeal. But it doesn't matter. All they want is that word conviction so that they can do exactly what you said, Charlie, and delegitimize President Trump. They can go out into the streets. And if and when I pray President Trump is elected, they can burn down our country. That's the intent. If you want to talk about intent.
I agree. David Zier and Ben Berquam, great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I got this wonderful email, and I want to tell you, I'm not going to say the last name. It's from Samantha. This is the power of this audience. This is the power of your agency. This is the power of your ability to make change. And I know it's frustrating to watch everything happening around you and you say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, I gave some ideas of what one can do last week. And Samantha listened. And Samantha took her views and her concern for America and has translated it into action. Charlie, this is an email we received at freedom@charliekirk.com. And if we receive them, we will read them on air. So send me your success stories. Charlie, from your guidance and inspiration, I have become a one-woman voter registration machine during my lunch hour today. I wear my MAGA, Turning Point USA, Bongino, etc. gear everywhere I go. I always get a shout-out from our fellow patriots. Today, a group of 12 college-age young ladies were waiting in the tanning nail salon lobby. One complimented my MAGA bracelet. So I opened my purse and handed a bracelet to each girl as they proclaimed how much they love Trump. Then your voice popped into my head. I'm sorry. And I said to them, quote, are you ladies registered to vote? Not a single one was, nor did they even have a clue how to do so. About 15 minutes later, all 12 girls were registered to vote and knew where, when, how, and were proudly sporting MAGA. I also shared the Turning Point USA link and info with them as well on your show. They hail from a large university in our state, UGA, and they can join our Turning Point chapter there. All I can do is smile as I think about where I can do the same thing on tomorrow's lunch hour. God bless you and America. Samantha, this is a beautiful email, and this is how we are going to win. We are going to win by finding those low propensity voters and doing the work. It is easy to send in emails and complain. That's the easy part. What Samantha did is hard. It requires a little grittiness. It requires hustle. You got to get out into the aisles, get out into the streets, get into the tanning and nail salon. That is 12 new votes for Trump in Georgia. That is going to matter a lot. Become that force multiplier. So you might say, but Charlie, so how does this work? Very simple. Step one, buy a MAGA hat. Step two, go into a public setting. Step three, draw praise and maybe a little opposition, but some praise. When people praise you, engage them in a short conversation. Hey, we got to get Trump elected, right? Of course. We need big change in our country. Yes. Are you registered to vote? Step three. How do I register him to vote? Easy. tpaction.com/vote. We have a portal there that allows anybody from around the country to register to vote online with their Secretary of State. From Florida to North Carolina to Ohio to Iowa to Michigan to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania to Arizona. What Samantha did is she took her ability to act to find new voters. So again, three steps. Buy the MAGA hat. Wear it publicly. Become an attraction of low propensity support and get them on the voting rolls. Secondly, you might say, hey, are you registered to vote? They say yes. Then you say, do you vote regularly? Are you going to vote? If just a couple thousand of you in this audience, and estimates are, that 1.5 to 2 million people watch or listen to the show every day. It's amazing. 1.5 to 2 million people. However, if only a couple thousand of you in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, in Pennsylvania, take this and you internalize it, we're going to be in a good spot. 42,000 ballots determine the last election. And think about it. Samantha very well could have just wore the MAGA hat and said, oh, all 12 girls like MAGA, I bet they're registered to vote. But you'd be shocked at how many are not. The work that will now happen between today and ballot counting day, which we used to call election day, will determine the Republic. There are 160 days between now and ballot counting day. 160 days. Use every single one of them to do something, to do the work. Might require you to get your clipboard and tennis shoes on. Your tennis shoes on and your clipboard's out. Get the Turning Point Action app. Do the work. Put in the extra effort. The country is worth it. And let's build a clipboard army to save the Republic. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.